世界的变化真是，没有办法预测。
If you look at the current situation in the world, you know everything is unpredictable.
我们不知道什么时候会变成什么样子，都没有办法预测。
It's hard to predict what will become next day.
很多的科学的研究都在想办法能够预测未来。
Many scientific endeavor is trying to predict what's to come.
到如今我们所看到的，这可预测性是非常，非常小的。
And from what we can see, the predictability is rare and far between.
如果我们不把心放在上帝身上，这位上帝是掌管这一切的主。
If we don't count on God who is in control of everything,
我们就会常常的失望。
And we will surely be disappointed.
今天呢？有吗？这里是。
对，那个地方，这个地方。
有了啊，那边可以看到 ，yes。这里我们今天呢要讲个题目，我是今天这个讲道不是解经讲道，是一个专题性的讲道。
So today I'm not going through expository way of delivering the sermon, rather this is a topical sermon.
那么讲的两个很重要的元素，一个是真理。
The first there's two important factors in there, ingredients. One is the truth.
另外一个就是恩典。
The other one is grace.
这个真理基本上主要的，如果我们去读这个诗篇第十九篇，从第七节看完第十一节。
So if we look at Psalm chapter 19 from 7 to 11,
那么里面主要就是指神的话、律法、训词、命令、典章、道理。
It talks about the status, statutes and precept and the law are given by God.
所以这里如果看第十九章第十节说，真理啊是比蜜更加甘甜。
So it talks about in the verse 10, it says the law is more precious or the sweeter than the honey.
比蜂房下滴的蜜，哇，这是非常生动的描写。蜂房下滴的蜜，你有这个 picture 一个动画。
So it's very vivid. It says about the honey is coming out of the honeycomb.
比那个蜜还甜。
It's sweeter than the honey.
哇，那是非常甜。
That is very sweet.
有没有办法形容更甜？我不晓得。
I'm not sure if there's any other way to describe something sweeter.
下面说恩典。
And then it says truth afterwards.
恩典呢是一种爱的关系。
I'm sorry, grace. Grace is a loving relationship.
那么如果我们看这个描写，圣经里面描写这个爱的关系，也特别是男女的关系，描写在雅各书里面最多了。
So, in the Song of Songs, it describes a lot of the loving relationship, especially between opposite genders.
那雅各书第五章十节里面就描写这个良人，是全然的可爱。
So, in the Song of Songs, it says the lover who is wholly lovable.
全然可爱
is wholly loving.
事实上就是一个爱何等爱的一个关系。
It's a loving relationship.
今天呢，我要借着这个刚才读的这一段故事，第路加福音第十三章来，耶稣说的一个比喻来诠释这个真理跟这个真理跟恩典的一个关系。
So through the Bible verses we read in a book of Luke, I'm trying to expound on the relationship between grace and the truth.
那么这边描写一棵树。
Here it talks about a tree.
这棵不结果子的树。
A tree without fruit.
这个我也不知道为什么这个 fig tree 会长在葡萄园里面。
I'm not so sure why the fig tree will be planted in the vineyard.
也许是在中东很普遍的现象
maybe,
我相信是很普遍的现象
maybe it's common in Israel
在圣经里面有非常多的经文来描写这个树的情况
so in Bible there often talks about various situation of a tree
那么在诗篇第一篇里面就是第二节第三节那边就描写一棵健康的树
So in Psalm 1 it talks about a tree that is healthy
那这个健康树就栽在溪水旁
So the tree is planted on the water, by the side of water
按时候结果子
And yield its fruit in season
那么有的树不结果子显然不是太健康
So if the fruit tree doesn't grow fruit Obviously, it's not very healthy.
在我年轻的时候，我们唱一首诗歌，叫做《空有枝叶》。
When I was young, we sang a hymn. It talks about a tree with only leaves.
这个树看起来很茂盛呢。
So it looks like it's healthy and flourishing.
满树的叶子。
Full of leaves, a tree.
但是找不到果子。
But there's no fruit.
满足不能满足。这个原主的心
that it won't satisfy the owner of that tree.
所以今天呢，在这里就描写这样的一棵不健康的树。
And today the passage talks about a tree like that.
我们也想到，在马太福音第十三章那边也讲到撒种的故事。
So in the book of Matthew, Gospel Matthew, it talks about the story of sowing seeds.
那么这里面有四种土。
So there were four kinds of soil.
那么有三种土，情况都不对，都不能，不能成长，也不能结果。
So there are three kinds of soil that is not helpful for a seed to grow.
我跟大家曾经分享过，这代表描写人的心田有四种。
So share with you there are four soil.It represents the four kinds of soil of human hearts.
但是只有两种的结果。
But there are only two outcomes.
一种不结果。
One is without the fruit.
一种就是结果是30倍、60倍、100倍。
And the other bear fruit 30 times, 6 times, 100 times of the 100 times.
那么有个基督徒心理家说我们生命成长有一个很重要的因素。
So there's a psychologist that mentioned that the way human grow there's a very important factor.
那么就是真理、空间和时间。
So it's about the truth, the time and space.
每个人成长都需要这些。
And we need all three things.
如果我们只有提供真理。没有空间跟时间，这个成长是很困难的。
So with only truth but without the time and space, it would be hard for us to grow.
那么我们下面来开始分享一点。第一点就是福音本是恩上加恩。
So we start the sharing point number one that is the good news is grace is in place of the given grace.
这个是圣经的本质，就是圣经这个福音的本质就是恩上加恩。
So this is the nature of the gospel that is the grace upon grace.
罗马书第一章十七节讲说，我们这个本乎信，以至于信。
So the book of Rome it talks about the faith. The chapter 1 verse 17, it says that.Our faith is from first to last.
那么这里面解释啊，什么叫本于信以至于信？那么我觉得比较好的一个看法是，本于神的信实，以至于我们产生了信心。
So, how to interpret the faith from the first to last? My I think a better explanation is from the faithfulness of God to the faith we have to God.
这是恩上加恩。
And that is the grace upon grace.
这个里面呢、啊，下面有一句话很重要。
So there's a something written below is very important.
就是不是恩上加律。
It's not about the grace upon the law upon grace.
那么我们可以一起读一下恩上加恩不是恩上加律，一起读一下好不好？来，福音本是恩上加恩，不是恩上加律。哇，当我听到这样的一个信息的时候，我做了一个非常大反省，很深的反省。
So, when I heard about this statement, I have reflect upon this seriously.
今天的教会有一个牧师说，今天的教会啊，这个很多人走进来，那在这边拿了恩典，但是呢，两个人走进来，有一个人从后门给抬出去了。
So this pastor is saying that the church today is like you have many people coming into the church. Two people come and from the front door, but there's one carry out on the stretches from the back.
这个人在教会里面就被这个恩上加律的人给杀害了。
So the ones on the stretches is the one who killed by.People in church who is imposing the law upon grace.
一个牧师说啊，今天的教会和神学院，包括神学院，培养了很多的神学律师。
So, some said, the church and the seminary today has educated and produced many theological lawyers.
很多的律法主义的信徒
，and many the disciples of the legalistic disciples，
专门增加人家的罪恶感。
They keep on imposing the guilt, the sense of guilt upon people。
哇，我在神学院听到老师讲这个话，我心里有非常大、非常大的反省。
So I was reflecting upon this when I heard this when I was in seminary.
我就是那个神学律师。
And I am that lawyer of theology.
我就像那个法利赛人的律法主义者。
So I'm that legalistic Pharisees.
我不知道伤害了多少人。
I don't know how many people I have injured.
好多人从后门抬出去，也许就是因为我这张嘴巴。
And many people was carrying out because of what I said.
从那个以后，我就学习到一个很重要、很重要的功课。
So I learned that a very important lesson since then.
包括我在家里教育孩子。
Including how I taught my children at home.
责备的话，要讲十句赞美的话，才能讲一句责备的话。
You need to have 10 words of praises before you utter a word of rebuke.
以前我在一些教会里面，哇，在教会里面有一些人是很彪悍的。
in some churches I was involved, the people in there are rather aggressive.
是你不能说他讲的没道理。
You cannot say that what they say was wrong.
但是你听他讲你就受伤。
But when you hear them, you got hurt.
台湾话有个叫恰北北，听过吗？
In Taiwanese, someone is really
很凶的女孩，
very vicious.
非常凶的那些女孩子，咄咄逼人的那些女孩子，讲话非常会讲的，这个叫恰北北。
That's talking about some ladies who can really talk and is very vicious.
在我牧会当中，我们那个堂会里面也有几个这样的人物。
There are a few in the church I was pastoring.
我好多人本来参与服事，被 这一两个人一骂骂的，后来就不参与服事，而且就离开教会了。
So there were people who were enthusiastic about serving the church, but they left the church, left the service, and even left the church because they were rebuked.
要很小心，不要恩上加律。
So we need to be very careful not to imposing law upon grace.
恩典这个有一个动词，它的动词原文动词是有 joy 的意思。
So grace, its root in verb actually carries a sense of joy.
有个很有名的作家叫 Philip Yancey.
There's an author, his name is Philip Yancey.
他说恩典是硕果仅存的好词。
He said the grace is only a good word left.
它包含了福音的精髓。
It's the essence of gospel.
它的动词是我欢喜，我喜悦的意思。
The verb actually means I rejoice.
所以恩典基本上是令人喜悦的。
So grace is the things to give us happiness.
它批判我们这些福音派的基督徒有两个大毛病。
So it criticized we have two important issues among the evangelical Christians.
这些情绪上的毛病。
The emotional issues.
第一个就是没有办法明白领受活出神无条件的恩典与赦免。
And that one is that we do not understand, receive, and live. We cannot live out the unconditional grace and forgiveness.
第二个就是没有办法对别人付出无条件的爱、恩典和赦免。
The other is that we cannot provide the unconditional love, grace, and forgiveness.
所以，在这个流离失所、没有信仰停泊的社会里面，恩典是投下信仰之锚的最好之地。
So in this society without anchor, people drifting in the society, and grace is the best anchor for us to stay put in the harbor.
有一个很有名的这个作家，灵修作家，他叫 Gordon MacDonald， 很多人大概知道的。
Gordon MacDonald, a famous writer in the spiritual formation.
这个世界什么事情都做得比教会好。
He wrote that this world is doing everything better than what church can do.
但是有一件事情是这个世界做不到的。
But there's one thing that church cannot do as good as church.
那他不能给真理。不能给恩典。
That is the world cannot give you grace.
所以弟兄姐妹讲到这里，你看到恩典是非常非常重要的一件事。
So up to this point, I think you know grace is very a very important thing.
我们来到教会也是上帝的恩典。
We come to church because of God's grace.
那这个社会最需要的也是这个恩典。
And what the church needs most is the grace.
我们要学习无条件的把恩典放出去。
We need to learn how to give out grace unconditionally.
这边有解释，恩典是没有条件的爱与接纳。
So grace, here the explanation is the unconditional love and acceptance.
大家可以读一下吗？
So can we read it?
来，我们一起来读一下，请。恩
典
是无条件的爱跟接纳。在台北啊，我们那个母会，我在那边是教会长老，然后呢，有一天来了两三个这种像 homeless 这样的就是流浪汉来到教会，坐在教会很角落很角落的地方。然后呢，他们为什么来到教会呢？主要就是我们教会每次中午完了有免费午餐呢，他们就吃一个午餐，吃完了也没有跟他讲话，又走了。
So the church I was involved in Taipei when I was an elder, we have church, sometimes we got a couple homeless come to our church sitting at far corner of the church, and the purpose for them to come is to just to have the lunch with us afterwards and then left without talking to anyone.
我就跟教会的传道人反映，我说有这么三个人来到我们中间，我们是不是可以表现一点我们的爱，无条件的爱，接纳他们。
So I was talking, then I was talking to the ministers of our church and say, should we somehow show our unconditional acceptance to them?
那过了一个礼拜，那个传道人跟我讲，他说我们弟兄姐妹觉得跟他在我们中间，我们不太舒服。
So a week later, the minister came back and said, "Well, those people who actually make our brothers and sisters uncomfortable."
我们今天的社会，我们都不愿意跳出我们的这个所谓的舒适的一个区块。
In world today, we often not like leaving the comfort zone.
我们需要跳出这样的一个限制。
But we do need to go outside of our comfort zone.
这个是很大的挑战。
This is a great challenge.
要付代价的。
And there's a cost to pay.
这是上帝要我们做的。
And this is what God commands us to do.
我们每个人都希望安安静静，不会被人家打搅，但是上帝说这样不够。
We all like to live a life without being disturbed, but God says that's not enough.
恩典是无条件的爱跟接纳。
So grace is unconditional love and acceptance.
我不能对流浪汉说你衣服洗干净整齐了，坐在我们当中不要乱讲话，我们就对你好。
So we cannot say that we will accept you to those homeless only after you clean yourself up and stay quiet.
否则他根本，如果你要求那样，他根本就不是流浪汉。
If you can ask him to do that, he's not homeless anymore.
类似这种问题很多的。
There are many situations like that.
所以恩典是其实是神在关系方面的性格。
So grace is actually God's attribute in relationship.
谢谢，这翻译得很好，是神的本质。
Is his nature? Is God's nature?
这个是在结构方面的，一个本质，一个关系方面的一个本质。
So
不是结构，我说关系方面的本质。
So that's an attribute or nature of a relational in relations.
我们来看一下什么叫做恩上加恩。
So let's look at what's grace in place of given grace.
我讲个故事给你们听。
Let me tell you a story.
我进神学院的时候呢，那个时候，神学院里面有一个 copy machine， 每一个 copy machine 呢，通通需要有一个钥匙，插进去才能够印。
So when I start my seminary study, there was a copier in school. You need a key to operate.
那我就跟这个图书馆长，这个馆长很好的一位老姐妹啊。他说你不用 key 了，你就用某人的 key。
I needed to use it, so I talked to the head of library, and she's a wonderful lady. She said, "Oh, you don't need the key, just use someone else's key."
我说哪一个人的 key？ 他说，哎，你太太的 key。
So I said, "Whose key can I use?" And she said, "Oh, your wife's key."
我说那。他的钥匙在哪里呀、
啊、？And I said, "Where's my wife's key?"
他说，你去一看就知道了。
So she said, "Just go look it up. You'll find it."
我一看到这个 key.
So this is what I see. The key, what I saw.
好多的加在上面呢。
So there's a lot of plus sign on the key tag.
这个是那个图书馆长帮他设计，叫多加，好多的加。
So that's reflected his Chinese name, meaning some many many additions, many pluses.
什么叫做恩上加恩？
So what is the grace upon grace?
恩上加恩就是一次又一次的恩典。
It means that the times after times, the grace has were given.
Yeah, grace upon grace.
It's about grace upon grace.
这个 one blessing after another, 这个就不用翻了。
So it's one blessing after another.
越蒙恩就越得恩惠。
So the more blessed, you will have more mercy.
马太福音十三章十二节那边耶稣说凡有的还要加给他。
So in the book of Matthew, in Gospel of Matthew, it says, the more you have, the more will be given.
叫他有余。
So that you will the blessing will overflow.
就是恩上加恩看到没有。
So that is blessing upon grace upon grace.
你有没有体验上帝这样的一个恩上加恩？
Have you experienced this grace upon grace from God?
另外一个角度的观察。
So you can see this from another angle.
你可以看我用颜色，第一这个是第二个，第一个是这个颜色，这个恩。第二个恩是这个，说第一个恩是指什么呢？我们读一下来，请领受的恩典。第一个恩是指领受的恩典。
So I use different color to mark those two grace. The word grace. The first one, pink, is about the grace that is received.
第二个是指上帝成为上帝赐恩典的管道。
So the second grace is to say that we become the channel of God's grace.
我们领受了神的恩典。
So we have received the grace from God.
然后我们变成别人领受恩典的管道。
And then we become the channel for others to receive the same grace.
那第一个是恩，第二个就是恩上加恩。
So the first one is the blessing, and the second one is the blessing upon the grace upon grace.
在教会里面，就是因为着你的服事，更多人能够领到上帝的恩典。
So in church, is where you serve, so many other people can receive the grace from God.
我不晓得中间弟兄姐妹，你看我们好多弟兄姐妹很辛苦啊，做饭、做菜、准备诗歌，这个都是为了一些我们中间的朋友能够领受神的恩典。
So I've seen brother and sister working hard in the church, preparing food or worship, so that people coming to the church may receive the grace of God.
彼得前书第四章第十节说，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，叫神百般做神百般恩赐的好管家。
So in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10, it talks about that each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others faithfully, administering God's grace in its various forms.
如果从这个观点看的话，我们在这边得救是为了什么？侍奉。
So if you take this, look at through this verse, you know that the reason, the purpose for our salvation is so that we can serve.
所以我们领受恩典，我们服侍神的时候是使人领受恩典。
So we are to serve when we received the grace.
我们一起来读一下这句很重要的一个结论，来请。得救是为侍奉。
So the important conclusion we have is that salvation is for service.
你得救了吗？
Have you saved?
你有参加服事吗？
Are you participating in service?
如果你还没有参加服事，你还没有成为别人得到恩典的管道。
So if you have not served, then you are not the channel for others to receive the grace.
我们第二个在跟大家分享的就是真理限定界限指导方向。
So the second point we have is that truth will define the boundary and provide guidance for or give directions.
我们前面讲到一个人生命成长的因素有三个，第一个是什么？真理。
So we talk about there are three ingredients for a person to grow. The first one is truth.
第二个是空间。
The second is the room.
第三个是时间。
And then the third is time.
大家说一下真理、空间、时间。
So let's repeat the three ingredients.
真理、空间、时间，请你记得这个，在教会里面要善用这个因素，在家庭里面管教也要善用这个因素，你的孩子就会成长。
So we need to make good use of these three ingredients. Then you will have both in church and in at home, and then your children can grow.
诗篇里面119篇105节，大家都记得说，你的话是我什么脚前的灯，是我什么路上的光。
So in Psalm it talks about his word is the lamp up before me. He's the light
on the road,
on the way, on my way.
所以这个是什么？指引我的道路。
That is he is guiding us.
那么所以第二个就是真理限定界限提供方向，是神在结构方面的性格。
So the truth that provides us the boundary is the nature of God who is structural.
所以这都很重要，你不能说真理不重要，真理不重要我们就不必读圣经了。
So you cannot say that truth is not important, otherwise we don't even need to read the word of God.
虽然福音的本质是恩上加恩。
So even though the nature of gospel is grace upon grace,
但是你要记得真理常常在帮助我们成长。
Nevertheless, we need to remember truth help us to grow.
下面我们稍微提一下在刚才这个故事。
So let's try to remember the story we just went through.
在这里说，不结圣灵果子的信徒需要一把真理铲。
So I talk about in this slide that the fruitless Christians need a shovel of truth.
那么这个园主一来到这里葡萄园一看，这个不结果子，找不到果子，就跟那个管园的说，把它砍了吧。
So the owner of this vineyard said, "See this fruitless tree and." And he said to the gardener, "Say, let's just chop it off, chop it down."
那这个园主，就在管园的就在那边向园主求情。
So the gardener made a plea to the owner.
哎呀，先等一等，等一等。
So he said, "Just let's wait a little bit."
给我一点机，给他一点机会。
Give the tree a little more another chance.
哎，让我松松在它四周围松松土。
So let me dig around the tree.
然后把那些没有用的阻止生长的一些石头啊、脏的、没有用的，把它挖掉。
So and remove all the obstacles near the tree.
哎，加一点肥料。
And put and fertilize it.
哎，我们再看看它是不是能够生长。
And we will then see whether the tree will bear fruit.
如果实在还是不能生长，我们再把它砍掉。
Then we can chop it down if it does not grow in a year.
那么很多的树的四周围有些硬土啊，挡住了这个肥料啊，挡住了水啊。挡住了这些空气啊，提供这些树应该有的养分呢。
So sometimes because the surrounding the soil has all like stones and things that are blocking the tree from receiving the nutrients.
我们需要这个树需要一把铲子。
The tree need a shovel or a spade.
就像一个真理的铲子。
Like the shovel of truth.
对基督徒来讲。有些基督徒不结果子的基督徒，有时候也需要一把真理的铲子。
So for Christians who do not bear fruit, we often also need the truth, the shuffle of truth.
把这个四周围那也没有用的那些影响他的一些虚妄的事。
So, the things around, this person, those things in vain.
有一些罪。
The sins around him.
有一些伤痛。
And the hurts in life.
还有一些苦毒。
And bitterness in hearts.
都把它切掉。
And we need to get rid of them.
就像这个医生开刀啊。
Like a surgeon who is performing the operation.
我这个皮肤上面长了一个怪东西啊，医生诊断这个皮肤这一点不太好，可能是癌症，皮肤癌。
So I have something growing on my skin. The doctor said, "Oh, it could be cancerous."
那么第一个要做的事就是把这个清理干净，把它砍掉。
So the first thing he does is to remove it, clean it.
所以一个不结果的。基督徒圣灵果子不结果的这个基督徒有的时候也有这些癌细胞在他身上。
So, Christians who does not bear fruit, sometimes also has this cancerous cells in his life.
最普通看到的就是一些虚妄虚假。
So the most common things we see is
假的，那就是假面孔。
Is a hypocrisy。
就像这个对的法利赛人一样，
yeah.
虚假，假的，好像很圣洁啊，好像很诚实啊，好像很敬虔呐、啊。其实那是外表，里面没这回事。
So it's like a who looks godly.Only from the appearance, but inside, is totally the opposite.
这种细胞要把它清除掉。
This type of cells we need to get rid of from our life.
不要小看撒谎啊。
Do not think lying is something is a small thing.
有一些地方来的人呢，撒过谎，好像像吃豆腐一样，很容易的。
So there may be people.Many people may like lying as if it's something common and easy.
如果养成撒谎的习惯是非常严重的。
But once it becomes habit, the consequence could be severe.
耶稣就骂这个法利赛人。
So Jesus rebuked the Pharisees.
你们这些虚假的谎言的人，你们的父是魔鬼。
So he said, "Your fathers are devils." Because you are a lying and hypocritic people.
天父的儿女应该不是做这件事情的人。
So children of God are not to touch this type of things.
还有一些罪，大大小小的罪。
There are many other little and small or big things.
开刀的时候都不太舒服的。
It is not comfortable to go under the knife.
我有时候在教会里讲这个道，我都有点。犹豫。
This sometimes I'll hesitate to talk about this in church.
你现在听我讲也不太舒服。
You may not feel comfortable when you hear this.
但是这是一件很严肃的事，需要注意的。
But this is something serious, and you need to pay attention.
这些都阻挡我们成长。
All these things prevent us from growing.
这把铲子把它铲掉是好事还是坏事？
To dig out these things, are they good? Is this a good thing or bad thing?
我要问你，你一定说是好事。
When I ask you, you obviously will say, "Oh yeah, it's a good thing."
但是这个事临到我的时候，我就不高兴。
But we'll still be happy if the shuffles falls on yourself.
还有些隐藏的东西。
And there are things also hidden, and we do this unconsciously.
在家庭里面。
In the family,
在家庭里面好多的难处都是不足为外人道的。
So, in family, there are things we don't want to share with outsiders.
我们在教会里有的是 counseling 啊，有些女孩子、在家庭里面受到的那些待遇是很难讲的。
So, in we do family counseling, sometimes the wife has been mistreated. It's hard even to it's hard to even hear about them.
不一定是 wife, 是女孩子还没结婚的。
Not necessary a wife, sometimes it's just single, just woman.
这些都是讲不出口的。
There are things that it's hard even to talk about.
深深地藏在心里面。
It's deep rooted in the heart.
要求神怜悯，把这些用个铲子把这些铲掉。
We need the grace of God, mercy from God.
让那个肥料进来，让神的供应进来。
To get rid of them so that the nutrition from God can come into our heart.
如果我们这时会只讲恩典不讲真理，有的时候有很大的困难。
So if we only talk about grace without truth, it will present itself with great difficulties.
二次世界大战以后，这个美国的这个生活物质生活就渐渐的丰富。
So after World War II, the material abundance of the United States is getting better and better.
哇，这只讲爱。
So they talk
不讲管教。
They talk only about love, but without discipline.
那个时候我记得，我们小的时候，我们爸爸妈妈管教我们是很严格的。
I remember our parents when they discipline us, they are very strict.
等到我们孩子生下来以后，我们要管教他的时候，社会里面正在流行爱的教育。
So when our kids grew up, when we tried to discipline our children, but the culturally at the time they talk about the loving education.
后来过了一下子好像又改回去说还是要很严格的管教啊。
But then after a while they went back and said, oh yeah, we still need to provide strict discipline.
一直到现在这个社会对孩子凶点他还可以告你啊。
So today we come to a point that they can sue you if you are too harsh on the kids.
那么这种变化让很多管教的父母亲不知道怎么样管才对。
So all these changes make troubles our parents because they don't know how to discipline their children.
我1970年我正在曼谷读硕士学位。
So 1970 I was in Bangkok to study for my master's degree.
哎呀，一看看了，有一天报纸上登了纽约跟洛杉矶啊，这个 hippie 运动。
So I saw the movement, the hippies movement in United States, New York, and other places.
这些人都有爱。
There are people with lots of love.
但是缺乏管教。
But they lack of discipline.
他们就发现人生没有意义。
And they don't think there's a
purpose. 没有方向。
There's no direction.
他们嗑药。
So they are
吸毒
drugs, they do drugs.
然后生活很荒唐
they live a ridiculous, very filthy life.
这个结果是非常不理想的
and has a very bad end result.
后来我跟我太太我们就决定管教孩子按照圣经的原则管教。
So I decided with my wife that we need to teach and discipline our children based on the teaching of the Bible.
我们三个儿子现在都长大，也就都生了孩子了。
All three of kids they have grown up and they all have their own kids.
我们还要常常提醒他们要注意，不要过头了管教。也不要过头的放纵。
So we have to continue to remind them when it comes to discipline to kids, we need to have balanced approach.
你看到这里，缺乏恩典的真理是什么？无用的药方。
So let's look at the slide. It says that the truth lack of grace is a useless prescription.
你马上就想到这个约伯的故事。
So you probably the story of Job probably come to your mind.
你有没有很耐心的把约伯记全部读完呢？
Do you have the patience to finish the book of Job?
哇，前面几十章我看了就烦了。
The chapters after chapters is make me annoyance me.
那三个朋友一天到晚都讲大真理啊，在责备约伯。
So the three friends of Job just giving out all the righteous talk to.
你应该这样，应该那样。你不能，你为什么会这样？一定是这样，一定你做了那样。
You need to do this and that. You, the reason you suffer because of this, because of that.
你会不会觉得这很像我们在家里管教孩子？孩子有点软弱的时候，你就拆了一大堆理由在骂他呀？
Does it sound like how you teach your kids? When they do something wrong, you shoot out a bunch of the reasons why they suffer.
后来上帝责备这三个朋友。
So God rebuked the three friends.
上帝用了很高的智慧来引导约伯。
So God has led Job with a great wisdom.
有一个心理学家说，这个人的心理年龄啊，会受影响的。
So this is psychologist saying that the age of your
psychological age
it can be influenced.
就是你这个家庭因素会影响孩子的心理成熟度。
By the family which will the maturity can be influenced by your family.
我现在72岁。
I'm 72 years old now.
我的心理年龄也有，也许只有27岁。
My psychological age is still 27.
为什么会这么大的脱节呢？
Why is there such a discrepancy?
也许在我27岁的时候，我碰到一个很大的影响。
Maybe it was because I ran into there's a big event in my life when I was 27.
然后我就心理的年龄停止成长。
So I stopped growing after age
27. 我的身体越长越老。
So I have been growing and aging.
越来越成熟。
Maturing.
但是心理年龄还很幼稚。
But still very naive psychologically.
在我们的四周围，有时候我们会碰到这样的人。
Sometimes we see people around us.
看到这个人很大了，很成熟了。
He looks mature and fully grown.
但是你跟他稍微接触一下，这个人怪怪的。
But when you talk to him, he's somewhat you can sense the strangeness in this person.
讲话、行事、态度，通通不太成熟。
So it's immature in the way he interacts with people and surroundings.
也许他小时候受过虐待。
Maybe he was mistreated when he was young.
也许父母亲离婚。
Maybe it's a divorce of his
parents. 心里面造成很大的苦毒，伤害永远去不了。
So there's a bitterness and hurt in life he cannot get rid of.
这样的人都会影响他的成长。
And all this can affect someone's growth.
如果再来到教会，碰到很多的这个属灵的律师。
And if you come to church and run into those lawyers of theology,
那很可能就完蛋了。
And he will be surely doomed.
那么宣教机构有时候也会有这样的人。
Even in the missionary field,
好多宣教，很多宣教是失败，主要的原因对宣教是。在工厂上碰到很 critical 的情况的时候，就发生变化，情绪就崩溃。
So there are missionaries who run into difficulties in the field, collapsed or break up in a very tough situation.
这故事很多，我本来想讲好几个故事，现在时间差不多不讲了。
There's many stories like that. I will just cut short because of time.
圣经上说且留着。
So the Bible said that just leave it alone.
给他一点机会。
And just give it a chance.
周围掘开土。
So just dig around it.
加上粪肥料
and fertilize it.
所以恩典容让我们有更多的空间和时间。
So grace gives us room and time.
你给他空间还给他时间让他成长。
So you give the tree the room and the time to grow.
要来调整它。
So you can make an adjustment to it.
我们一定要在教会里学习 不是每个人都一样，有些人可能碰到一些难处，我们一定要给足够的恩典。
So in church, we need to learn this. Not everybody is the same. So, the times we need to give people enough grace.
有的时候父母亲啊很严格，特别是像假如我是牧师，我孩子要出丑了，我不是很丢人吗？
So like parents, we need to watch out for this. For example, if I'm a pastor and if my kids is misbehaving, it will be embarrassing to me.
哎，我管教孩子，叭叭叭叭叭，每天大大的教训。
So I'm probably very strict and harsh on them.
但是这孩子就受伤了，没成长。
And this kid won't grow and probably got hurt.
以前我这个母会里面的一位老牧师，我很佩服他的。
So there's an old pastor in the church I used to go to.
他说了一句话，我觉得蛮好的。
He said something I think is wonderful.
凡是重要的、高贵的、合神心意的，都不带强迫。
So anything that are important, noble, and that satisfy the will of God, always is not imposing.
你会不会觉得雅各书里面也有这一句话吗？
Don't you think that does it sound familiar? Because the song of songs.
如果你爱上一个男孩子或者爱上一个女孩子，你爱他，你强迫他爱你，没用的。
So if you love someone and you try to force the other person to love you back, which is useless.
等到我的良人自己情愿。
So the song of songs said that wait until my lover willing.
这就是高贵的。
That is noble.
这是合神心意的。
That is according to the will of God.
不带强迫的爱。
Is non-imposing.
所以我们要学习这个爱。
So we need to learn love
such as this. 在五分钟我就把这个第三点来跟大家分享。
Let me give you the third point in 5 minutes.
在我年轻的时候，我刚刚开始信耶稣的时候，我就开始学习背一段圣经，就是约翰福音第一章第一节到十八节。
So when I was young, I tried to memorize the Bible verses. The one of them is chapter 1 of the book of John.
那是非常美妙的一段福音啊。
From 1 through 18, that is a very nice gospel.
那么里面讲到说，耶稣来到自己的地方，自己的人倒不接待他。
It talks about Jesus came to his place, but people rejected him.
凡接待他的，十一节里面讲，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他要称为他们的，他就要成为他们的什么什么儿女。
So,
这些人就要成为什么神的儿女。
Yeah, so he said that it says that yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
要成为神的儿女啊，这些对我来讲，我到今天都还很记得很新鲜。
So I remember this verse very vividly. It talks about become children of God.
另外一节圣经在这里。
The other verse is this one.
十四节
verse 14.
我们一起来读一下，来请。
Let's read it together.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。谢谢。
Verse 14.
那么。你看到旁边这个故事，你知道约翰福音里面讲过第八章里面讲到一个妇人这个被正在行淫的时候被这些法利赛人抓住了，然后就来到耶稣面前，就问耶稣，这个人我们是不是应该用石头把他打死。
So if you remember in the book of John chapter 8, there was a story aboutsome woman was caught in adultery and was brought to Jesus, And people ask him, what should we do to this woman? Should we just stone her to death?
耶稣没回答。
So Jesus did not answer.
耶稣就在地上画字。
So Jesus was right on the floor, on the ground.
没有人知道他究竟在干什么，为什么要画字，心里想什么都不知道。
And we don't, nobody knows what he's writing and what was he thinking.
那有人说，哇，耶稣一定在想我如何跟，等一下我怎么跟他辩论。
So, some people say, oh, maybe, Jesus is trying to, figure out how to argue with the, of, with those, people.
有人说，哇，这些文士和法利赛这么厉害哦，我一定不能被他们辩倒了。
So some said Jesus was thinking that, they are those scribes, they are very good, and I must win them in my arguments.
如果按照圣经来猜耶稣在想什么，更合理的一个解释是这样的。
So if we just guess that based on what Bible teach us, the answer could be this.
他说这里有一个人呐，他在天父的眼中。有无限的价值，他是无限的被上帝宝贵的，我要如何去救他呀？
So, this, the person in front of me, who is precious to God, and is very valuable to God, how should I save this person?
为什么这样子讲呢？
Why do we say this?
因为圣经上说，
because, Bible, tells us this.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救啊。
So, because Bible tells us that for God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him.
这是很大很大的恩典呐。
This is a great, grace.
所以耶稣，就跟众人说，你们哪个人没罪的，先拿石头打他了。耶稣心中知道每个人心里都有罪啊。
So Jesus said, whoever is without sin can cast the first stone.
后来大家都走光了。
And the rest of people, so the other people left because Jesus know none of them are sinless.
耶稣就交代这个妇女说，你也走吧。
So the Jesus told the woman, say you may leave too.
耶稣这是恩典呢，你这我们在犯错时候，我们也需要这样恩典呢。你想我不是那种女人呢，但是我是某一种程度在耶稣的眼光当中，一样是被宝贵的，但是一样是一个软弱的人。
So you may say that I'm not like that woman, but in eyes of God, we are also very precious to Him, and in some way we are just like that woman.With sin.
但是耶稣没停在那里啊。
But Jesus did not just stop there.
恩典之后还有一个提醒啊。
So after the grace, there is also a reminder.
不要再犯罪了。
And it says, live your life of sin.
我们一起读一下，不要再犯罪了。不要想这个短短的几个字何等的重要。
So do not overlook this a few words are here very important here.
这些恩典加真理的交代，在这个女人的身上一辈子都记住。
So the woman should remember this teaching, this grace plus the truth.
所以这里教导我们呢，不要再被奴役了。
It tells us, do not be slaved again.
不要再存虚妄的心行事。
Do not keep this vanity in your heart.
不要再偷。
Thou shalt not steal again.
不要再继续努力软弱。
You should not have to be weak anymore.
上帝很珍惜我们的对他一点点的爱心，跟他做的一点点的改变。
God will precious our change, even no matter how little that is.
如果我们愿意，上帝啊，我愿意做这个修正啊，我这生命当中是有很多的缺点，但是我一点一点的改变了，
If we say to God that, God, I'd like to make this little corrections, even though I'm very, I'm full of shortness, weakness, but I'm willing to change. I'm willing to be changed.
上帝极其的珍惜我们这样子做啊。
God will precious this what we our commitment.
不知道你愿不愿意这样子
啊。I'm not sure whether you are willing to make such a commitment.
愿神祝福我们呢。
May God bless us.
我们愿意在神面前做这样的一点点的跟上帝这样的一个祷告。
So we can do such a little prayer before God.
我们等一下举行圣餐了，圣餐是一个最好的向上帝认罪的时候。
And we're about to do the communion, which is a wonderful time for us to confess.
恩典缺少真理是什么
？So grace without truth is what?
请问，请读一下，是放纵。
That is indulgence.
放纵的结果就没有方向了。
And with indulgence, there's no direction.
会导致失败。
And also leads to failure.
真理缺少恩典是什么？论断。
So grace, so truth without grace, that's judgment.
如果我们去批评、去讲别人，讲了很多话，不带恩典、不带爱，那个就是什么？论断。那个是死路一条。
So if we judge people without love, then that only leads to death.
如果恩典和真理在一起，我们就进入一个关系的建立。
So combining grace and truth, we will enter a new relationship.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
请你今天跟主自己说。
So please say to the Lord yourself.
很快的结论。
With the conclusion,
我们大家一起来读一下，来请。
Let's read it together.
恩典本是恩上加恩，不是恩上加律。
So gospel or the good news is the grace upon grace is not law upon grace.
真理限定界限，指导方向。
So the truth provide boundaries, guidance, and directions.
在耶稣基督里面满有恩典与真理。
So in Jesus, we are full of grace. There are grace in Christ. There are grace and truth.
恩典缺少真理是放纵。
So grace without truth that is indulgence.
真理缺少恩典是论断。
So the truth without grace, that's judgment.
如果我们有一个平衡的做法，就可以建立什么关系？
If we have a balanced approach, then we will we can establish a new relationship.
我们跟神的关系建立了。
So we can establish the relationship with God.
我们跟弟兄姐妹的关系也建立了。
And we establish a relationship with brothers and sisters.
跟我们社会社区里面的人也建立关系。
And we establish relationships with our community.
我们需要把恩典跟真理放在一起来看。
We need to put the grace and truth together.
今天我们的分享就到这里。
Okay.